welcome to the free daily Bible study podcast, a daily journey through the unfolding story of the Bible based on the McShane Bible reading plan. My name is Jacob Gerber, and today's meditation for May 6th comes from Numbers 14. If things started to fall apart in Numbers 12, it's in Numbers 13 and 14 that the situation in Israel completely unravels. Ever since Yahweh promised Abraham he would give Abraham's offspring the land of Canaan as an everlasting possession in Genesis 12 verse 7, 15 verses 7 through 21, and 17 verse 8, there had really only been one objective for Israel: to take possession of the inheritance Yahweh was giving to them. Yet somehow, when the time comes for the spies sent into the land to inspire the people of Israel to take hold of their inheritance, they instead rebel against Yahweh, refusing to enter into the land because of their fear of its inhabitants. They even go so far as to claim that the Nephilim from Genesis 6 verse 4 still exist in the land, ready to stomp on Israel like grasshoppers in Numbers 13 verse 33. Certainly, there were seven nations who existed in Canaan, all of whom were more numerous and stronger than Israel, as we read in Deuteronomy 7 verse 1. And the peoples of Canaan did live in fortified cities. But these same Israelites had seen Yahweh deliver them out of Egypt through great signs and wonders, declaring war on Egypt through plagues and shattering the mighty Egyptian army in a single blow in the Red Sea. It's no wonder that we read Yahweh exclaiming, "How long will this people despise me? And how long shall this wicked congregation grumble against me?" in Numbers 14 verses 11 and 27. Still, two bright spots shine in this story. First, two of the spies, Caleb and Joshua, do not go along with the other spies, but instead give a good report, encouraging Israel to move forward and take possession of their inheritance. For this, only Caleb and Joshua will eventually enter into the Promised Land, leaving the other spies to die in the wilderness along with the rest of Israel, including Moses. And Joshua will in fact take over leadership of Israel from Moses. This story is an important part of his development and preparation for leading Israel, as we will see in the book of Joshua. Second, Moses once again intercedes on behalf of Israel, keeping Yahweh from wiping them out and starting over with only Moses. Moses' prayer in Numbers 14 verses 13 through 19 is a masterclass in prayer and worthy of careful study. And in doing this, Moses also gives us a picture of what it looks like for the Son to intercede on our behalf before the Father. Despite the horrible sin they had just committed, Israel's advocate successfully intercedes for them and secures their pardon. Meditate then on Romans 8:34. Paul writes this: "Who is to condemn us? Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who is interceding for us." The gospel announces this good news: we have a mediator who is even greater than Moses. Thanks for listening to the Free Daily Bible Study podcast. You can get more free Bible study resources by liking Free Daily Bible Study on Facebook at www.facebook.com/freedailybiblestudy.